Purdue Print Algorithm speed up print times, reduce waste. Because the printers create objects layer by layer from the bottom up, this poses a challenge when printing overhanging or protruding features like a figure's outstretched arms. They must be formed using supporting structures, which are later removed, adding time and material to the process. Now, two software algorithms have been created to address the problem. Researchers from Purdue University have demonstrated one approach that has been shown to reduce printing time by up to 30% and the quantity of support material by as much as 65%. Such improvements are likely to result in lower overall printing costs, said Bejik Benesh, a Purdue associate professor of computer graphics. The total cost of printing is governed by numerous factors, including not only the price of the printer but also the amount of material and time to fabricate the shape, he said. Two research papers detailing the new algorithms have been published in the journal Computer Graphics Forum. One paper was authored by Purdue doctoral students Yuri Vanek and Jorge Galicia, Benesh, and Adobe researchers Radomir Mek, Nathan Carr, Andre Stava, and Gavin Miller. Vanek is now working at Samsung USA. Stava earned a doctorate in computer graphics technology from Purdue. The new pack merger algorithm works by printing a project in segments that can be glued together. For example, Benesh said printing a model of the gateway arch is completed by first dividing the arch into segments before printing. Our algorithm cuts the project into small elements that will fit into the printing tray, Benesh said. The algorithm determines how to pack the most elements into the smallest possible space using the same principle employed by the Tetris tile matching puzzle game, in which tiles are manipulated with the aim of creating a horizontal line of blocks without gaps. To the best of our knowledge, this is the first fully working 3D volume packing algorithm, Benesh said. The algorithm prints the segments so that they are spaced as closely together as possible in the printer tray. Because they are packed together, there is little supporting material between them, saving both time and material. The segments can then be separated and assembled. The algorithm sometimes instructs the printer to produce items nested within each other to save space. Benesh and Purdue doctoral students also have developed another algorithm that results in smaller support structures, reducing printing time by an average of 30% and the quantity of material by an average of 40%. Research findings are detailed in a paper also published in the journal Computer Graphics Forum. The paper was authored by Vanek, Galicia, and Benesh. Before printing the object, the algorithm determines how it should be oriented on the printer tray so that the overhanging area requiring support is minimized. The computer automatically rotates the object in all possible orientations before printing to find the orientation that has the smallest overhang area, Benesh said. And supporting structures are built only at certain points within this area, resulting in a scaffold-like structure that effectively supports the overhangs. The algorithm uses a geometry-based method that does not need to consider structural or physical properties when determining how to reduce the supporting elements. The main advantage of it being geometry-based is that it saves time and money and printing material, he said. Source: Purdue University.